This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Fall is on our doorstep, and standard time is not the only thing that we'll be falling back to. If you've been savoring crisp, refreshing white wines all summer, I've got some fallback suggestions after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
It's common for many wine drinkers to let their red wines age during the summer as their tastes turn to lighter wines that offer refreshment and lower alcohol during the sometimes blistering summer months. After all, hot weather can cause you to dehydrate, and tannic reds that dry your mouth are less appealing when you're already parched. Now, as fall sets in, cooler weather heightens the appeal of bigger wines. And by the time winter rolls around, a bone-dry Cabernet can become the sort of thing we crave to warm both body and soul. But what about the gentle transition from hot to cold? Well, maybe you're not quite ready to plunge back into reds. In that case, I suggest rosés. Now, please don't assume that rosés are sweet just because white Zinfandel is the most popular rosé in America. Adjectives like sweet, feminine, and wimpy are not appropriate descriptions of today's rosés. Now, if you're not drinking rosés, check out a few. They can be gutsy and full of strong, dry character. There's no shortage of amazing rosés to savor during the fall, so enjoy them now before you start seeing red. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.